Have you ever wondered why God leaves us here on this earth? Especially those of us who are saved by the grace of God. Could not the Lord Jesus have taken us to heaven the moment He saved us? Of course, that would be the easy way out. May I phrase my question another way? What is the chief end of man? What is the purpose for man being here? In Isaiah chapter 43, we read, "Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory." Yes, we are left here. We are placed here that through our lives we might glorify the name of our God. There are three ways which we could suggest that we, as Christians, can produce glory for our God. Three ways in which God the Holy Spirit can produce glory for His name through us. First, in the area of our work or service for Him. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." Of course, the two preceding verses tell us, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And then right on the heels of that, the verse 10 that we just quoted, which tells us that we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, or in the language of Isaiah 43 and 7, that we might bring glory to His name. Concerning man, the prophet Isaiah said God created him for His glory. There is a second way in which we can bring glory to His worthy name, and that is in our witness for Him. Acts 1:8 says, "Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Or as the Lord Jesus told one that He had blessed with healing power, "Go home and tell thy friends what great things the Lord has done for you." Yes, Christian friend, we are to glorify His name through our work for Him and through our witness for Him. But there is a third way. We are to glorify His worthy name as we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 4, we read that the Father is seeking worshipers. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Again, Christian friend, are you glorifying His name through your work, through your witness, and through your worship? What is worship anyway? Well, it might be defined as the overflow of a heart that is musing upon Christ. As kneeling is a posture of the body in prayer, so worship is the posture of soul in adoration. Just as prayer occupies us with our needs, praise occupies us with our blessings, and worship occupies us with the Lord Jesus. For worship is the aspiration of worth to one who is worthy. It is the offering of praise to God, homage and adoration for who He is, the greatness of His person, and for what He has done, the greatness of His work. As we trace throughout the Scriptures, we find worship as a part of the people of God, a vital link between man and his God. In the book of the Hebrews, we read that Abel was brought forth a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Today, dear friends, through the sacrifice of Calvary, the shedding of His precious blood, we now have access into God's holy presence, whereby we may come and worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you know Him, worship Him. If you don't know Him, trust Him and be born again today. Amen.